There was a time when Steve Bisciotti spoke just about almost every year at the end of the season, the State of the Ravens address. And Steve has said in more recent times that he would inevitably put his foot in his mouth and say something that would get a lot of attention. I remember Cam Under Fire was one.
He openly acknowledged that he thought about firing Harbaugh.
Yes. So those things, those were fun times.
Practice down at the stadium when there's reports about maybe signing Colin Kaepernick. Pray for us while we make this decision.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
So he hasn't talked since when, Jason? 2018, you said?
Yep.
That hiatus needs to end this offseason, does it not?
I mean, it's needed to end for a long time. There's been a lot that's happened with his franchise. And look, this really started with Ray Rice. He got absolutely eviscerated locally, and even more so, I would say, nationally, for their handling of the Ray Rice situation and some of the reporting that came out afterwards. And I think that was sort of the end of the end. But, I mean, someone who owns an NFL team where they only have to put on 10 performances a year and get handout after handout from PSL owners and the average fan and the league itself because it's socialized, a socialized monopoly for billionaires, and lease deals and stadium upgrades. We had a debacle here with a deviant scumbag kicker who I find it very hard to believe they had no idea about anything with Justin Tucker until the Banner reports it, and the disgraceful handling of that situation that led on for months and months and months without boo from him. As we mentioned, a turnover in leadership at the Castle from Dick Cass to Sashi Brown. Nothing from him. I'd say the silence is deafening. And if one wanted to read the silence in as its own level of arrogance, let them eat cake. They're beneath me. I'll just keep taking their money hand over fist, but I owe them nothing in return in terms of direction or accountability or a window into how I'm running this team or where I think this team is or where this team's going. I'll keep raising ticket prices while the product gets crappier and crappier, and while we waste year after year of Lamar's career. But I owe no accountability for that as well. It's made me sick for years, and I've been talking about it for years because it's been pathetic and would be beneath an owner who actually really truly was invested in the community and the fan base. And building rec centers and all that's awesome. He could build 50 rec centers if he wanted to. It wouldn't affect the daily life of him, his earning potential, his spending potential, his liquidity. It wouldn't touch any of it. So I will just say what I've been saying for the better part of 6 years since we've been doing this show. If that's who you are and that's how you conduct yourself, go cash out for your billions and give somebody else a try.
It's beyond time, but It feels even more appropriate right now because I've been saying this for weeks. Whether John Harbaugh stays, he needs to talk and give his explanation as to why. If John Harbaugh is fired, he needs to talk because that's the only head coach that he's ever hired. And also addressing what is the most disappointing season in franchise history, given the expectations that they had entering the year to finish with an 8-9 record. Is a failure. It's a failure across the board, and it needs to be addressed. And to not talk the entire time, at least in a public setting, I'm ignoring the core four and the Marlon Humphrey thing, to not talk for the entirety of the Lamar Jackson era is shocking. It's puzzling. It doesn't make any sense. And also, considering the fact that Lamar is due for another contract, yeah. Now would be another.
He also doesn't show his face around here. He literally, he shows up at some Maryland games.
He was at the rec center when they did that.
Of course.
And then, of course, he's at the Castle, which is not in public.
Sometimes, not all the time.
And then they show him in a suit.
I got news for you. I don't think he was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Don't think he was in Pittsburgh.
They showed him at the Patriots game, right?
He's at a lot of the home games. And he's a training camp. Like, the things that you would assume an owner would be at. Yeah.
But he is going out of his way to have a underground persona. He has gone out of his way to basically conceal what he's thinking, what he's doing, who he is, where he is. He's a recluse. in terms of any sort of public accountability, any forward-facing sentiment. I mean, again, even like some owners are on the field before games. Some owners, not everybody wants the glad hand or whatever. Some owners, you know, talk to their fans. Like, whoa, I know that might be crazy. Like, whoa, I know they're really, really beneath you. They'll never be able to afford to get into the black lung, most of them. I get it.
Black wing.
I get it. But think about all the people whose seats have been displaced.
Yeah.
For the richest 1%. And what did they get? A call from their sales rep and some BS from this billionaire? Like, they pretend there's some class organization. If you're a Ravens fan, think of all the time, money, and energy you've invested into them. And then I would just sincerely ask, the last 3-4 years, what have you gotten in return?
I think, to be clear, we're not asking him to be Jerry Jones. Like, when you talk after every difference. Game and all that stuff.
Jerry Jones is the general manager. Yeah, that's a totally different scenario.
Yeah, but he also enjoys that.
Sure, that GM's not talking after every game.
Yeah. We don't hear from Eric after every game. Yeah,
I would have loved to hear from him after that Lions game. He had to take his, would he take his sunglasses off to answer those questions or just left them on? We'll never know.
Alas, the fan base deserves to hear from Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti, and we'll see in the coming days and weeks if he will do another State of the Ravens. Coming up next here on the program, final time to hear Ravens sound for a long time. So, locker room clean out. We have a lot of players to hear from. It's so good we'll get two segments out of it. Let's start with Pat Ricard and Isaiah Likely. What did they have to say yesterday at the Castle? We'll hear from them next here on The Fan.